FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin, How Great Is Our God, with a few friends there too. Good morning. It's 7:19.
Weather forecast for today, sunny, high 78. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to 58. Friday, sunshine, high 80. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 81. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 85. Currently, it's clear and 62.
Our friends this morning, Marcy, Neil, and Linda, are here from Life Cycles. Life Cycles, a ministry that takes boys out on rides throughout the year and ministers to them and gets to know them. And Neil and Linda are leaders. And good morning again to both of you.
Fred. Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you both here. I know you guys do the summer challenge rides, and we were thinking from a leader's perspective, you know, what happens on those rides? Why are they so important?
Well, the boys that we ride with, obviously, during the week get to go on these rides, and they seem to break down barriers, be able to let loose a little bit, and we get to have more of an intimate relationship with them. More mentoring goes on. The rides are more difficult. The hills are higher. And so there's more encouragement from our part. And there's also a spiritual input each day. So we really feel that those rides are the pinnacle of the year as leaders for us.
So how long is a summer challenge ride?
Each ride event usually lasts about a week.
About a week.
Yeah.
So you do several throughout the summer?
Well, this year there were two. There was one that was an extreme challenge ride that went on the Gap and CNO trail between Pittsburgh and D.C.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a second ride to the Laurel Highlands.
Yeah. So you guys are spending all day. You guys are cooking, cleaning, doing life together.
Right, right. Which really brings a different perspective than just that hour and a half or 2 hours on a Tuesday night that we're there. One of the cool things is all of the leaders, we probably have 40 leaders or so, at least 40 plus leaders that help out.
Yeah.
And each one brings their own experience, their own life skills, their own life stories that they can share with the boys. It's a great time for the boys to be challenged. It's a, like I mentioned earlier, it's a safe environment, so they have a chance to dream about doing things that they have passion about. Another big thing that leaders do is they listen. And a lot of times the boys don't have a chance because of all the technology and the clutter in lives that nobody's listening.
Right.
So we want, that's our biggest thing, is let's listen to the boys. What do they dream about? What do they have desires to do as they get older? And I guess the other big thing that happens is that spiritual seed is planted. Mm-hmm. That's something that God has challenged us to do, is to plant those seeds. But it's up to God to nurture and to then harvest those kind of things. And through the summer challenge rides in the evening, we usually have campfire where boys get a chance to share just different experiences. And now that we've been involved for 4 years, it's been really awesome to hear those boys who have been involved for the 4 years and now begin to express some of their spiritual growth.
Yeah.
And we had an opportunity, to hear that this summer, which was really cool.
And how do the boys become part of the Life Cycles team?
Well, Lee is able to reach out through various means, and they also, by one another, they actually, I've heard boys say, I just love Life Cycles.
Oh, wow.
And that just gets out there, so they bring
them,
their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Linda and Neil. Great having you. Marcy, if folks want to know what you guys are going to do going forward, I know the summer's coming to an end, but you continue to ride.
It's true. We have two more full weeks of evening rides, and then we lose the sun too quickly. We have about 4 or 5 weekend rides coming up, just Saturdays. And then at the end of September, we transition into our indoor program that we hold at Rainbow's End Youth Services. They're a partner of ours. And that's every Tuesday evening. Let me think. We also have an end-of-year celebration coming up. But basically, we're a year-round program. We just change what we do depending on the weather.
If folks want more information about Life Cycles, again, they can visit you online?
Yes. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website, lifecyclesteam.org.
Lifecyclesteam.org. Well, guys, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was delightful to have you. Once again, visit online lifecyclesteam.org. Back to the music. Here's Hillsong United.